Welcome to episode number 27 of Music Spirit and Accountability with Jay Hode and Michael Cooper. I'm Jay. Here we got Michael. Mike, how you feeling today, brother?
Hello, brother. I'm well, mate. Thank you. Always better after we chat.
Yeah, always better, hey? It's always such a gift to chat with you. Today we're talking about balancing things like music, art, and really the things that light us up in 2024, when we're all so busy, so many people, you know, wanting to incorporate playing more music in their life, wanting to learn an instrument, wanting to get more into their art, however that looks in your world, whether it be actual, you know, painting, or it could be fitness and health, you know, whatever your art form is, then the things that light you up, that make you feel more abundant. And how these days we're all just so busy. So what are the like little secrets, tips and tricks of how we do that? And you and I have got some amazing things that we implement in our day-to-day life. And I'll hand it over to you, man. How does that look for you these days?
I love that you actually said that with fitness, because initially it's not something that I would have thrown into this topic. So thank you for that, because I've always, at an unconscious level and a conscious level, always considered my body to be an art of work, to be a sculpture. I get to sculpt it to the way I want it to look. But I never would have roped it into this. So thank you for that. I wholeheartedly agree that fitness is one of those vectors that we get to create or craft. So beautiful. Doesn't always have to be a pen or a painting or something like that.
No, and actually just on that, on a quick side note, I remember when I was studying, you know, Tantra with Chantel, and which she related men working out in the gym as, you know, being in their feminine. And that kind of blew me away. I'm thinking like sweaty men. And she's like, no, you know, admiring the beauty of ourselves, you know, looking in the mirror, developing those, sculpturing those muscles and that beautiful feminine play to develop that beautiful aspect. So she strongly related, you know, the gyms and the workouts to men being in their feminine and having that feminine play in their life.
How amazing. I never would have pitched that either until it makes perfect sense now that you have highlighted it. So how do we bring it into our day-to-day? I mean, fitness is easy for me. It's just one of those non-negotiables that I go to the gym because it is like therapy for me. It's an piece, and it is that creation. But I was thinking, it was 9:30 last night. I was getting tired. I'd had a long day at work. And two things I committed to back in December, which is from your sage wisdom. The first one was playing on the guitar for 5 minutes a day. And that was my commitment to just, no matter what, it could be 10 o'clock at night, go and grab the guitar 5 minutes before bed and play 5 minutes and just do some scales.
Yeah.
And the second one was singing. And it was 9:30 last night and I was tired. And I was, you know, I'd been playing the guitar, which was joy for me. That was bringing joy into my life. And I felt better for that. But my vocal cords were like, I want to go. I want to play. And I stayed up for the next hour singing, and it was so, I went without an extra hour of sleep, but God, it was good for my soul, you know, just, and I listened to my body. It wanted to sing. It wanted to have that vocal release. And the first note that came out was strong. And I was like, whoa, we were meant to do this. You know, there was no warm up. I didn't do any warm ups. It was just like straight into song because I didn't have a lot of time. And it was beautiful. And I sang until my voice got tired. You know, I just sang and I'm like, okay, cool. She's starting to quiver now. I'm going to one more song and I'll call it a night. And even listening to that, the second last song I was getting, I could hear it was getting tired. The last song, I called it quits halfway through to say, you know what? I feel really complete. It's had its day. It's done. And I know also in the past I would have pushed through till breaking point. I've got to complete this song. I've got to close it. It's like, no, I'm doing it for joy.
Yeah.
Doing it because I love it. And, you know, that speaking of Chantel, you know, you would have this experience as well, where through the tantric practice, a lot of the healing is done through breath, sound, and through movement. So what's your experience with that?
Yeah, can I just ask you a question on what you just said? How long was that singing session that you did yesterday?
It was an hour. I'd finish at 10:30.
That's huge.
Which is a late night for me.
Yeah. And how did you feel in your body and your spirit in that completion of that experience?
Oh, so good. So good. I felt so complete. That was what I needed more than the guitar. The guitar was my commitment and I felt good for doing it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a chore. It was like, this is your commitment to yourself. This is choosing self-love. This is what you desire to have in your life. But then when the vocal, I had this real wanted to sing. And I'm so glad I listened to that because I went to bed happy. You know, I went to bed complete. And even though I'd stretched my day an hour longer than normal, I'm normally in bed by 9:30, you know, sometimes 10, but truly pushing for that 9:30. And it is a push. I have to force myself. And I'm so glad. I'm still buzzing on the after effects of listening to that.
Yeah. Mm. So the takeaway for me with that is that, you know, it doesn't take much of the thing to get that sense of fulfillment. And especially with the voice, like I notice how much, say when I'm teaching like my vocal students, how quickly the voice changes. Like after 5 or 10 minutes of vocal warm-ups, the way you speak, the clarity, the awareness, the depth that you have in your vocal cords, you know, as a public speaker or something like that, if you don't do 5 or 10 minutes of warm-ups before you go on stage, or if you're, I mean, I should take my own advice because I haven't done a warm-up for this podcast, but if I had, I would have a certain sexiness and huskiness and depth to my voice that I don't have right now. I feel a bit wound up, a little nasal, a little tighter, whereas it's so incredible how quickly that changes with the voice. And not just the voice, but with, you know, all the other instruments and any art, you know, again, painting or, you know, the physical fitness, even just doing that short amount every day just makes such a massive difference. And it's not too long usually before, especially if you've got good instruction and teaching, which there's plenty of available these days like never before, so we've kind of got no excuse, but getting that efficiency in our training to develop, I know my body, even if I'm only doing 5 or 10 minutes exercise a day, how quickly it becomes normal and how quickly I want to do more. And same goes, I think, even more so with an instrument, maybe not more so, but kind of more so, getting that clear instruction. Like even the way I'm teaching now with what I'm doing on like YouTube and the courses that I've created, I've really gone with those small bite-sized pieces because it's just what people need, I feel, in 2024 more than ever before. There's so much shit on our plate that if we can get 5 minutes of concise instruction that's going to give us the most bang for our buck to really excel in what we want to excel in, then don't mess around. Just do the 5 minutes bang for the buck, and you know, and people will pay for it too, which is great. If you're a course creator, it's a good thing to think about too with fitness, music, art. But anyway, that's my thoughts around it. Just being as efficient as you can to get as good as possible. And I see the results every day with you know, directly with my own students and my clients. I see those incredible results, and what you're seeing from doing those 5 minutes a day with your music every day is phenomenal. And then you want to play.
It is. And when you get more proficient at something, it becomes more enjoyable, which means it turns from a labor of love into love. And I'm going to comment on just to acknowledge you, your Instagram at the moment. I don't know if anyone's catching this and not following Joni's Instagram or YouTube. I've worked with you for, I'm not sure now, one or 2 years now, however long, it's irrelevant. And all of the stuff that you have shared with me along the way in our hour-long plus lessons, you managed to condense into, I don't know, 90 seconds on a reel. I was watching so intently. I was watching your strumming pattern, whether it was the window wiper or you were resting on the bridge. And in that 90 seconds, I was captivated by it. So if you're interested in learning anything on the guitar, go and watch Jay's reel, because he does what we did in an hour, he does in 90 seconds.
Yeah. It's interesting trying to condense that down for those platforms. And it's the first time in my life I feel like, you know, I'm seeing those benefits in those platforms, like seeing the views and everything actually going up and people really loving what I'm doing. It's like, oh, I feel like I'm starting to kind of get what the social media thing's all about, which is cool, which again is giving people that bang for their buck, right? And condensing that down. But thanks, man. That's great to hear.
it's not easy to condense. Like, I know that we've done that particular lesson over and over again,
yeah,
in an hour's length each time, and you've managed to nail that in 90 seconds. To be able to deliver that is insane in 90 seconds.
Yeah.
So well done, man.
Yeah, thank you. And it's really, you know, it's the way the world is now, I feel. That's why I think people come for, you know, that's why people source these teachers and these things, to get as good as quickly as possible. And like never before, that desire is strong, because, you know, I remember when I started teaching when I was, you know, like 16, it was like 28 years ago or something like that. People, it wasn't like that, you know, it wasn't like that. People were... had the time to just chill and practice and stuff. These days it's like, nah, just like efficiency, everyone's scheduled in, and I'm sure there's a few people that are still like that, but it's changed a lot.
They're probably not relevant though, because I was listening to, someone shared this with me the other day, and I haven't seen this in my own visual, but I'm not doubting it. Apparently the latest trend on social media is 7-second reels. 7 seconds. It's just like in dash go, and that's what's going to be trending next. And that's just a testament to the time frame and the attention span that people have now. Yeah. But it's so instantaneous that they're used to scrolling, which it takes about 7 seconds to get from one to the next.
Yeah.
That's the window that we've got to build authority, to build credibility, to build rapport.
Yeah.
7 seconds.
And yeah, I've been studying a lot of that stuff lately too. And the dopamine hit that you have to give them to in those first few seconds to stay for the end. It's almost like that 7 seconds now is, you know, it's the bait. If you want them to stay for 30 seconds, you got to give some serious bait on what's coming up to stay to the end. And it's making people think obviously differently. And you see some of the creators that you know that are smashing it these days. It's like, yeah, they've kind of cracked those codes. You listen to those guys like, you know, the beast guy on YouTube, who's like, you know, insanely, I don't know if you know who that is, but he's got like more followers than anyone else. He's one of the really ingenious creators on YouTube. And hearing him speak these days about the way they're creating content is, it's so strategic, you know. Apparently he spends like $100,000 on his thumbnails or something. It's crazy. But it's that much. Wow. He thinks that much of it. Anyway, but it's that dopamine hit. So a question, if you're going to be really trying to get people in to watch your stuff with that as well, we've gone a bit astray here, but baiting with the question, like rather than just going into straight up talking about what you're doing, asking a question to begin with, like say for me on an Instagram post, like, are you struggling with your G chord? Do you want to, are you, is that a legitimate thing that's coming up for you? Are you at a place in your guitar playing where you're ready for your bar chords and you're struggling with your bar chords? Here's three reasons to get your bar chords done.
Let's be honest, bar chords are hard.
Yeah. So, you know, stuff like that is going to be getting people in for the full 30 seconds or 45 seconds. And it's kind of crazy that that's what the world's come to, but that's where we're at. So, yeah, saying that, if you learn from a professional, you can get really good at your craft really quickly in that short time, which is what this is all about, and doing those things. And just the feeling that you get from giving yourself that sense of achievement from doing the things that you love most, I think that's what this particular podcast is actually meant to be about, is that, you know, how can we fill our cups and get that sense of completion in a crazy day-to-day? I mean, relating back to you, man, with your gym, like how do you... That feeling you must get from going to the gym every day is phenomenal and incredible. Like I see it in you and obviously in your physical body, but in your being and stuff, like how do you commit to that? What's your juice for committing to doing that every day?
That's a really tough one for me to answer, because I don't want to say that actually, I don't want to bring that into reality, but it's a way of being for me. It is discipline, it is routine, it's structure. There's a constant, every day I'm looking for some level of growth. So one of my top five values in life is constant, never-ending improvement.
Yes.
Which Tony Robbins coined the acronym KUNAI, which is the Hawaiian term, but it's C-A-N-I, constant and never-ending improvement. And in that way, every time I go in, if last week I did 30 kilos and it was 10 reps, I've got to do 11 reps at 30 kilos or go to 32.5. Yeah. I just need that level of progress, which means I'm constantly moving forward, which means I'm constantly growing.
Mm.
And I love that mental personal challenge. It's not for anyone else. There is no one else in my sphere. Can't see anyone, can't hear anyone, don't want to see anyone. I get really insular, and it's about me bettering me, me versus me. And, you know, whether it's that or cardio, can I do it, you know, 500 meters in a shorter window of time than last week? And I'm just constantly competing with myself. And the masculine trait is healthy competition. But a lot of people take that with competition with everyone else. And it's the competition is with me, who I was yesterday. That's healthy.
Yeah.
And for me, it's just a way of life. It's, I feel great. It's that a natural endorphin release. I feel good. There's all the beautiful chemicals that come from it. And a sense of achievement. So yeah. I really don't know any other way. I've been doing it since I was 14. And before that, I was in, you know, I remember I was playing sport well before I was actually allowed to play sport. You know, I was playing 2 years ahead of the age group that was even existing. And so, and it's always been that way for me. And it's part of my DNA now. And I've made it that way. And that would be like music for you. You pick up a guitar and it's just, it is an extension of you. Well, the gym's an extension of me.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I love that, man. Yeah, and just the more you get into it, it's like the more you get excited to learn as well. Like for me, when I learn these days, when I find out more advanced things to add on, like you said, to grow and challenge myself, the more I'm into it. But in the beginning, it wasn't like that. It required a gentleness of support to hone in on the craft, to be able to play the instrument easily and efficiently, just like you, to be able to go to the gym and do those, what would be extreme for some, for you to do somewhat easily and efficiently to get to that point. So I think making that path in those early stages as easy and efficient to then start leveling up is a big part of the key, where people often get lost along the way.
Which brings us back to that topic, how can we do it? So, you know, whether we're using the gym as the analogy or music as the analogy, both are the same. We were talking earlier around how can we do these 5 minute exercises on the guitar, or how many can we do these 5 minute vocal warm-ups once a day just to improve and give us a baseline. And I remember when I've had a difficult time way back 6 years ago when I was depressed, it was hard to go to the gym. At that, the first time in my life I've ever had the difficulty of going to the gym. And I made a rule that I just need to move. So the first thing was I would go for a walk in the morning to see the sunrise, to listen to a motivational podcast and get myself moving. And then the second thing I had to commit to, or I chose to commit to, was a 34-minute workout. I believed anyone could do a 30-minute workout just by falling over the line. Everyone can get there. And so 34 was my differentiating point from everyone to being the separator between being different. Even at my worst and darkest moment, and I found once I got there, 34 minutes I could do, and most times I made it 45. You know, I'm like, I'm here now, I feel all right, I'm just going to do another 10 minutes and close out the workout properly. But the commitment was 34 minutes.
Yeah.
Just to do those, that, like, you know, I go to the gym now for 3 hours. So by the time I do everything, it's 3 hours. So 34 minutes is actually one of those micro 5 minute exercises.
Wow.
Yeah, compared to 3 hours.
That is huge, man. So you're doing 3 hour gym sessions is your...
I would go longer. If I could afford the time and not have anything else suffer, be it family life, kids, work and whatnot, I'd probably train up to 3 times a day if I had my way.
Wow, that's so cool, that man.
One would be a separate workout for cardio. Another one would be a workout for weights. And another one would be a recovery / yoga or a HIIT session of high intensity. And I just spread it out over the day. That's in my future, mate. I'm going back to that. I used to live like that. That was
so
my
life.
So
how's that? So from starting, so I think, you know, to kind of, I guess, summarize this whole thing of, you know, balancing music, art, and the things that light you up these days. What do you have to do to do that? Is one, you have to start. You just have to start. Yep. Two, getting, you know, if you really want to be efficient and get your bang for your buck, get the best coaches and stuff that align with you to do that as quickly as possible. Or, you know, work it out yourself, which is probably going to take a lot longer. But yeah, starting, and that might sound so obvious to say that, but to start, you know, sometimes just hearing it in someone saying it, it's like, oh man. So what's stopping you from starting right now? What have you been doing to put this off, put off starting for the last however many years? Because now is the time. So start. And then before you know it, you might be like Mike and be 3 hours in the gym.
That's a blessing. I actually worked out yesterday, following on from that thread, that once you've started, it requires a level of efficiency and thought. And so I mapped out my entire day from midnight through to midnight, including, you know, I would write in each 15 minute increments what my day looks like every 15 minutes. And so, you know, sleep occupied between 12 and 4 o'clock in the morning, but from that point it went into activities broken down into 15 minutes. And if I did 30 minutes of breath work, it covered off two of the cells. And I mapped that out for 7 days. And so if I want to live an inspired life, if I want to live a life of music, I have to have it planned, scheduled, and accounted for. And if I'm not showing up to that, I can show up. I can say, hey, you know what? You are not feeling the way you want to feel because you missed these three things this week, which are the most important things to you.
I'm curious these days, what time do you get up in the mornings?
At the moment, I've pushed it back to 5:30.
Yeah.
But I did write in the schedule that it needs to move to 4.
And what time do you go to bed?
9:30.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. So that if I go to 4, it needs to slide forward, and there's my reluctance.
Wow.
But if I do that, it does actually buy me a lot more time. It allows me a lot more flow in the morning to do. So basically from 4 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock will be dedicated to myself, which is fitness, music, breath, sound, movement, playing instruments, play all the instruments. So every day I'll play the handpan or the ravvast, whichever one you know, the didge and the guitar and vocal. They're the four negotiables I must do.
Very cool.
So yeah, 4 o'clock I used to do all the time, and it just opens up your day so that by 8 o'clock, most of my effort and for myself is done, and I'm free to serve the world at that point.
Man, that's awesome. So inspiring. And I hope, you know, a few people get some golden nuggets out of this conversation today, because yeah, it's inspiring me as always, man. It's always such a pleasure to be in your space and be inspired by your magic. So thank you, brother, for holding that bar high.
Thank you, brother. I'm just going to put an invitation out to anyone listening this far in. If you're interested in doing this, something to do with music, Jay's got a myriad of challenges on his YouTube channel. What is the YouTube channel?
Just Jay Hode. Yeah.
Jay Hode. So go and have a look. There's a couple. Are they free challenges?
Yeah. I've just been launching all the free challenges. So there's a new 7-day guitar challenge that's just launched that you'll see all over the shop on posted or just on my website. You just got to sign up for it and away you go. I think that's the thing too, man, that accountability, like you said earlier, for me, that's the thing. And that's why these challenges are so great, to get people in, to give them that sense of challenge and motivation that hey, we got 7 days. Let's just go for it. Just commit to this and let's do it. So I think that's what it's all about.
It's surprising how many clients I speak to that, you know, when I go mapping out their life and their ideal inspired life, that they see the guitar for me in the background and they go, oh, I've got a guitar and I'd love to play that. And it's just a matter of going to somewhere like Jay's YouTube channel, joining up, and it's just do the 7 days.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just that little impetus to start. The biggest problem most people have with their goals and ambitions is not starting.
That's right.
So you don't overdo his YouTube channel. Check it out, because
I'll even put a link in the description for this podcast so you can check it out. Awesome.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man. Have a great week. I'll speak to you soon.
Big love, brother.